far from.
Okay, let me just start up my science meditation app here. There we go. Okay, let's get mindful.
Welcome to Meditation Matters, the only meditation app that really matters. Now, let's focus on our breath and on matter.
Matter.
Matter is all around us. Solids, liquids, gases.
Solids, liquids, gas. It's all matter.
That's right. It all matters.
Huh?
Oh, nothing. You are a solid. A human being with a definite size and shape.
I am a solid.
And flowing through your body are liquids. Liquids have a definite size, but no definite shape. Flow. Flow with your liquids.
I am flowing with liquids.
Yes, you are. You are also full of gas.
I am full of gas. Wait, what?
There is gas inside of you. Your gas has no definite size or shape. Let's release it. Release your gas, Gyroz.
Wait a minute. How do you know my name?
It doesn't matter. All that matters is matter. Just relax. And free your bodily gases. Free them like a smelly breeze. Free as a ghost made of poop.
I am not going to...
Okay, back to that, boys!
Mindy!
Now, breathe deeply.
Turn this thing off.
No, a little to the left! No, the other left!
Mindy, what is all that noise? I can't even meditate peacefully on my own micro deck.
Right there. And dog!
Mindy! Mindy!
Oh, hey, Guy Razzy! Come on over and get a load of this!
Whoa, what in the...
Isn't it amazing?
Mindy, what are you doing? Why are you filling up your pool with baby powder?
It's not baby powder, Guy Raz. What you're looking at here is 220,000 pounds of grade A cornstarch.
Okay, Mindy. Cornstarch is in the pool. Anything else you want us to destroy before we go?
Nope, that'll do it. Thanks, boys.
Okay, fellas. Pack her up. We're done here.
Huh. Mindy, when you told me last week that you were planning to get your pool ready for the season, this is not at all what I had envisioned.
I know, I know. You were expecting me to fill my pool with chocolate. Or syrup. Or chocolate syrup.
Actually, we had a neighborhood bet going, and my money was on refried beans.
My money was on chocolate syrup.
But if you thought I was gonna fill my pool with beans, then you clearly don't know me at all.
Well, to be fair, you're always full of surprises.
Guy Raz, this year I have decided to fill my pool with a shiny, creamy, milky white mixture of cornstarch mixed with water. In other words, fine oobleck.
Excuse me, could you please speak up? It's difficult to eavesdrop when you speak so quietly.
You're filling your pool with a non-Newtonian fluid?
Well, I couldn't think of any Newtonian fluid, so...
Mindy, water. Water is a Newtonian fluid, and it works great in pools.
Oh, yeah, water. Huh.
Seriously, I can't hear. What are you two talking about? What's a non-Newtonian fluid?
A non-Newtonian fluid is a fluid that doesn't behave in the way you would expect it to.
Yeah, and this non-Newtonian fluid, known as oobleck, is a big scientific trickster, because one minute it'll look like a liquid, and the next minute it's acting like a solid.
Right, so in terms of matter, non-Newtonian fluids have properties or characteristics of both liquids and solids.
Yeah, and what I love about non-Newtonian fluids is that they don't play by the rules. At least they don't play by the rules of matter. Liquid, solid, gas. Oh,
Mindy!
Sorry. The non-Newtonian fluid cannot be labeled as just one type of matter. They like to keep things complicated.
Oh, like Avril Lavigne?
Dennis!
Mindy, I'm telling you right now that if you fill your pool with a non-Newtonian fluid like oobleck, well, you're going to be very, very sorry.
Oh, hey, Guy Raz, can you give me a hand here?
Sure. What do you need?
If you could just hold this garden hose over my pool here while I run over to your house to turn on the faucet. Run.
My house?
Is it on?
Yes, it's on. Now, as I was saying earlier, water, the Newtonian fluid that's about to come out of this garden hose, is a much, much better fluid for a swimming pool.
Yep, and just keep holding that hose right over the pool.
And the reason it's a better fluid is because its viscosity, or how thick or thin it is, stays the same no matter what happens.
But where's the surprising now?
There is no surprise, Mindy. That's the point. Water is constant and consistent. You can shake it, you can squeeze it, turn it upside down, or even jump in it, and the water will always behave the same way, like a liquid, a nice, thin liquid.
Uh-huh. Can you let me know when the pool is overflowing?
Ah! Mindy, you filled this entire pool with oobleck.
No, you filled the entire pool with oobleck, Guy Raz. Before you added the water with that hose you're holding, it was just a pool with a bunch of cornstarch at the bottom.
Mindy!
So you were saying?
Hi, Mindy. Hi, Guy. Oh, what are you swimming in? Milk? Like Cleopatra.
Actually, Dennis, it's a mixture of cornstarch and water called oobleck.
Oh, like that Dr. Seuss book, Bartholomew and the Oobleck. Yeah, me and Reggie just covered that one in our book club.
And I was just telling Mindy that filling her swimming pool with a non-Newtonian fluid like oobleck is a terrible idea.
Terrible or unpredictable?
I'll be the judge of that. Let me just slowly get into the pool here. Oh, that's cold. Oh, but very creamy. Are you sure this isn't milk?
See? Creamy! It's perfect for swimming in.
Hey, Dennis, why don't you scoop some of that creamy oobleck into your hands and squish it together?
No problem. Let me just... Ew, what is this? Paste? Mindy, am I swimming in paste? Again?
Still think it's perfect for swimming in, Mindy?
Looks like I'm gonna have to eat my way out of here.
Dennis, why don't you roll that pasty oobleck between the palms of your hands?
Okay. Oh, look, it's turning into a ball. I made a rubbery ball. I know, I'll turn this whole pool into a ball pit.
Now, gently hold that ball in the palm of your hand.
All right, I mean, seems a little boring, even for you, Guy. Ah, my ball! It's melting! Meatball, no! I named him Meatball. Meatball, no!
Aw, Dennis!
We were gonna be best friends and go rollerblading on the boardwalk.
Oh, speaking of rollerblades, what do you think would happen if Dennis were to, I don't know, rollerblade across the pool?
Rollerblade? I'm not even sure he'd be able to swim in this pool.
That's just because I can't swim. But you know, I want to try this rollerblading idea. It might work. Yeah, huh?
Here's the thing, Guy Raz. Since this oobleck is a non-Newtonian fluid, its viscosity, or thickness, changes depending on how much force is put on it.
Wait, you didn't tell me you already knew this?
You never asked.
So you filled your pool with oobleck knowing full well what would happen when people got in?
Oh, yeah. I was inspired to fill my pool with oobleck after I read this really interesting study on the stuff from a team of engineers at MIT.
MIT? What's that from that old children's rhyme? You know, M-I coffee, M-I-T, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Well, what's MIT then?
Oh, that's the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Oh, that MIT.
Anywho, the engineers created this computer model that could predict the exact moment when oobleck would change from a liquid to a solid and then back to a liquid after force was applied to it.
Okay, here I go.
Like the force that would come from someone rollerblading through a swimming pool full of oobleck?
The harder I try to rollerblade through this stuff, the harder it is to rollerblade. It's like some sort of life lesson.
So what's happening right now, Guy Raz, is that Dennis is putting so much bodily force on the oobleck that it's actually transforming from a liquid to a solid right before our very eyes.
Oh, I'm like a wizard. Reggie, let me have this.
So as Dennis puts pressure or force on the oobleck, its viscosity goes from being thin like a flowing liquid to thick like a non-moving solid.
Uh-oh. I'm stuck. I'm stuck in the goo. Help, I can't move and I'm going to need to pee soon.
Mindy, we have to save him. We have to get him out of your pool. What's Reggie saying, Mindy?
He says he's a trained lifeguard. But he's on his lunch break right now, so...
What?
Just kidding!
Reggie, save me!
Whoa, look how swiftly Reggie was able to swoop in at the first sign of stickiness.
Reggie, don't land on me!
Grab hold of Reggie's feet, Dennis, so he can pull you out of the oobleck!
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, I'm holding on.
Come on, Dennis, you can do it!
Ooh, easy does it, Reg. Careful of your force, not too fast.
I can't. Hold on. Longer!
You're safe! You're out of the oobleck!
Hugs?
Maybe later.
No way.
Oh, I get it. I'm covered in oobleck. I mean, look at me. I'm dripping with it.
Dennis, why don't you go rinse yourself off a little?
Good idea. No, Reggie! You can't spray me with the hose.
Mindy, what happened in there?
Well, first, you filled my entire swimming pool with oobleck, and then Dennis jumped in and tried to rollerblade through it.
Oh, no, I mean, what happened with the oobleck? How exactly does a non-Newtonian fluid like cornstarch mixed with water go from being a liquid to becoming a solid?
Well, I could tell you.
Yes?
But I'd rather show you.
No way. I am not getting into that pool of goop.
Okay, fine. Here, just put on these magnifying goggles, and I'll bring the goop to you, okay? Walk. There we go. Now, before you take a look at that oobleck under the goggles, I want you to compare this tiny grain of sand with this single particle or grain of cornstarch.
Whoa. The cornstarch is so much smaller than the grain of sand. In fact, according to these magnifying goggles, it's 100 times smaller than the grain of sand.
Yeah, and because the particles of cornstarch are so teeny tiny, they're way more affected by things like temperature and electric charges between them.
And those electric charges can either attract particles, pulling them together, or repel particles, pushing them apart.
Exactoritos! And because the cornstarch grains are so small, the electric charges build up between them and start repelling or pushing the particles away from each other.
So if you're moving slowly, the grains will push apart and slide past each other like a fluid.
Yeah, so like when Dennis slowly climbed into the pool, the oobleck felt like a creamy liquid.
Okay.
But when Dennis started freaking out and trying to rollerblade through the pool with all of his force and might,
his quick and forceful movements made it so the grains couldn't repel or push apart even if they tried.
Right. Not only could they not repel, but they touched, and that touching caused friction, forcing the grains to bunch together like a solid.
But when Reggie slowly and carefully lifted Dennis out of the pool, the oobleck went back to acting like a liquid.
Pretty wow, huh?
How did you get so big?
Oh, well, it's a combination of strength training and bulking, which is...
Hey, Roz, you're still wearing the magnifying goggles.
Phew. Wait. Dennis, why are you wearing my bathing suit?
What, you mean this navy blue three-piece suit made out of spandex?
Ah! Yes, that's my formal bathing suit.
Well, my swimsuit was covered in goop, so I went next door and found this in your closet.
My closet? Dennis, I had that bathing suit custom made.
Well, I assume you did, Guy Raz. I mean, what company is gonna mass produce this thing?
What?
Wait, does that bathing suit have elbow patches?
It has UV protective elbow patches to protect my sensitive elbows from the sun's ultraviolet rays.
Interesting.
Okay, well, before we have Dennis give you back your bathing suit, Guy Raz, I wanted to try one more quick experiment with my pool full of oobleck.
You know, I think we've had enough experimenting for today.
Dennis, I see that you're still wearing your rollerblades.
Well, they match the suit.
I wanted to see if maybe we could make history by having you, Dennis, be the first neighborhood snoop in the world to successfully rollerblade across the length of an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
You want Dennis to get back into that goopy pool wearing my bathing suit?
Yes, of course I don't want Dennis to get back in the pool, Guy Razzy.
Whew, okay.
I want him to get on the pool.
What? Mindy, did you forget what happened the last time Dennis attempted to rollerblade in the pool? He had to be rescued by a pigeon.
What do you mean I owe you one?
Dennis, why don't you roll on over to the diving board here?
Oh, at what speed?
Just, I don't know, normal speed?
Okay, kind of boring, but okay.
Are you sure this is a good idea, Mindy?
Yes, of course I'm not sure this is a good idea, Guy Razzy. You ready, Dennis?
Yeah, just let me climb up on the diving board here. Whoa, whoa, easy now, sir.
Attorneys for WOW in the World would like to remind all listeners that inline skating on a diving board is never, ever, 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 ever a good idea. This message was paid for and approved by the Don't Be a Dentist Foundation.
Okay, up on the diving board. Now what?
Okay, on the count of three, you are going to jump feet first onto that pool of oobleck. But first, Guy Raz, we're going to need you to test the water, so to speak.
What?
Just, you know, swish your hand around in the oobleck a little to see if it's acting like a liquid or a solid.
Well, since there's no force being put on the oobleck, I'm going to predict that it's in its liquid state, or that at least it'll behave like a liquid.
And I'm going to predict that as soon as Dennis jumps into that pool of liquid oobleck, the force from his body will overcome the electric charges that were pushing the particles of cornstarch apart and instead force them to bunch together, turning that liquid oobleck into a solid.
Mindy, are you positive it's going to turn into a solid?
There's only one way to find out. On the count of three.
One, two, three, jump!
Across an Olympic-sized pool!
What in the...
Go, Dennis! Dennis
Bunkerball! It's like the oobleck is turning into a solid right beneath his feet.
Only to turn back into a liquid as soon as he passes.
Yeah!
And it's all because of the force of his rollerblades changing the viscosity or thickness of the oobleck.
This is unbelievable, Mindy.
Woo! That was awesome. I don't think these will fit you, Reggie. All right, fine.
So you mentioned that the team of engineers at MIT made a computer model to predict when oobleck would turn from a liquid to a solid, but what are they planning to do with that information?
Oh, well, they're hoping that their research can help the world with all sorts of things, like potholes. You know, those big, giant, gaping holes that form in roads, and then we run over them with our cars and motor pickles.
Huh, so these engineers are thinking that filling potholes with oobleck might help to fix them?
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't be the craziest idea anyone's ever had.
What in the...
Reggie's wearing my rollerblades and skating across the pool of oobleck, which I call the poobleck.
Wow, such grace, such form, Reggie.
Beautiful, Reg, just beautiful. Like a majestic eagle floating on a sea of non-Newtonian fluid.
Wow in the World will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from HarperCollins Children's Books. This summer, discover the one and only Ivan, a Newbery Medal-winning novel about a captive gorilla who discovers friendship and a new home, and its sequel, The One and Only Bob, a new story about a stray dog searching for his family. From number one New York Times bestselling author Catherine Applegate, this animal adventure series for kids is available wherever books are sold.
Hey, everyone, it's Anya.
And Corey. We host the parenting episodes over on NPR's Life Kit.
We have a special episode because it's just for kids. We talk to our friend Grover from Sesame Street about this weird time we're all living in.
We are all having to get far from each other when we want to be near.
Listen and subscribe to NPR's Life Kit.
That's it. Back to the show.
Wow in the World.
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Madden, and I'm from Seattle, Washington. My Wow in the World is that when you see a white on a computer screen, it's actually made of a pixel that is red, blue, and green. Isn't that crazy? Say hi to Reggie, the Slay Cat, and the Static Man. Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. I'm Tomas, and I live in Sacramento, California. And my wow in the world is that black holes aren't actually holes. They're round objects with a lot of mass that can bend light.
Bonjour, I'm Zoe from Vancouver, BC, Milky Way Galaxy.
My wow in the world is that a dog can smell a teaspoon of sugar dissolving in an Olympic-sized swimming pool. And Chili, my dog, says hi. Bye!
Hi, my name is June Lusk from Minneapolis, Minnesota. My wow in the world is that female pigs and dogs know the scent of truffles, and truffles grow underground, so it's hard for us to find them. But female pigs and dogs can help us with that job. Hi, Reggie. Hi, Grandma G-Force.
Well, buongiorno.
Hi, Thomas Fingerling.
Sup?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Renix, and I live in Denver, Colorado. My wow in the world is that roly-polies turn bright blue when they are sick.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Sophie.
My name is Henry.
And we live in Seattle, Washington.
Our wow in the world is
the world's tallest bamboo grows as high as a 10-story building.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. I'm Charlie, and I live in Rowayton, Connecticut. And my wow is that colossal squid can grow as big as a school bus. Say hi to Grandma G-Force and Reggie for me.
Aw, isn't that nice?
Bye.
Hi, Wowzers. My name is Willow.
And my name is Calla.
We're from Pennsylvania, and our wow in the world is that when groundhogs are hibernating, their heart slows down to 5 beats a minute.
And say hi to Dennis.
Hi.
Chandler.
Hi, Chandler.
And this is for you, Grandma G-Force. Ooh, let the folks out. Hoo, 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 hoo.
Oh.
Bye.
End of messages.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this week on Wow in the World.
And to keep the wow rolling, check out this week's scientific conversation starters at our website, wowintheworld.com.
And grown-ups, there you can find more info on how your kids can become members of the World Organization of Wowzers, shop our Wow Shop, upload photos and videos to us, and check dates for our upcoming live events. That's wowintheworld.com.
Our show is produced by Jed Anderson,
who provides the bells, whistles, and silly characters. Say hello, Jed.
Hello.
Our show is written by me, Guy Raz, and Thomas Van Kalken, who also provides silly characters. Tom?
Hello there.
Thanks also to Jessica Bodie, Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, and Alex Curley. Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the WOW at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And grown-ups, you can follow WOW in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WOW in the World. And our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of the show.
Also, if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to WOW in the World on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, leave us a few stars, a review, or just tell a friend about the show.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on wowing. Jinx!
Was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.
Hello, I'm Susan Stamberg, one of NPR's founding mothers. To stay connected, I am reading books with my son and his young girls virtually. Tune in to Storytime with Zuzu at facebook.com/NPR every Thursday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time.